Tehran says Russia's use of an Iranian airbase for airstrikes in Syria was at the request of Damascus. Iranian Defense Minister Hossein Dehghan said the move was necessary to confront terrorists' increased firepower. Dehghan stressed that Russians do not have any military bases on the Iranian soil. Iraq has executed 36 Daesh terrorists over the massacre of military recruits near the city of Tikrit in 2014. Up to 1,700 recruits were slaughtered at the former U.S. base known as Camp Spiker after the area was taken over by the Takfiris. The funeral procession for those killed in a bomb attack in southeastern Turkey turned into an anti-government protest. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the bomber behind the attack was as young as 12 and was working for Daesh. Turkey has been hit by a wave of terrorist attacks recently. At least 9 soldiers loyal to Libya's unity government have been killed in clashes with the Daesh terrorists in the coastal city of Sirte. Libyan forces are fighting to liberate the city, which fell to Daesh last year. Sirte is the Takfiris' final bastion in the North African country. The Palestinian resistance movement Hamas blames Israel for an escalation of tensions in the Gaza Strip. Israeli warplanes targeted the towns of Beit Hanun and Beit Lahia, leaving several Palestinians injured. Tel Aviv claims the raids are in response to a rocket fired from Gaza. At least 10 people have been killed in an attack by the Boko Haram terrorists on a village near the Nigerian town of Chibok. The terrorists also kidnapped 13 women and children. This comes as nearly 220 girls abducted in Chibok in 2014 are still held captive by Boko Haram. German activists have rallied in Berlin to protest against a proposed trade agreement between the EU and the US and another with Canada. They argue that the agreements known as the TTIP and CETA will reduce the regulatory barriers for trade and endanger the sovereignty of individual nations. Record-breaking rainfall has caused flash floods in the U.S. city of Austin over the weekend. The high water swept through streets and across bridges, impeding traffic. Several people have been rescued from the fast-moving waters.